The Hall of Fame is a collaboration between two major entities. The J. Willard Marriott Library Ski Archives sets up a committee that nominates the honorees. The Alfengen Ski Museum, located at the Utah Olympic Park, is a sponsor for the ceremony, and it houses the plaques for those who are honored. The director of the museum, Connie Nelson, said they're honoring two living recipients and one deceased inductee this year. The first, she said, is Gary DeSeelhorst, who was the guiding hand of the Solitude Ski Resort for many years.
He, in 1977, answered a Wall Street Journal ad, and he was a businessman from Phoenix and all over the United States, a hard worker, and did all sorts of risky businesses and succeeded. And then he saw this ad, and he thought, well, I'm going to buy this ski resort, this troubled ski resort in Big Cottonwood Canyon in 1977, and 38 years later, he was still there. He transformed Solitude into a world-class destination, and of course, just sold it in 2015, and he still lives up there with his wife, Betsy, and is still a part of Solitude.
Next is the late Mel Fletcher, a lifelong resident of Park City with roots in its mining era, who was involved in the early years of the ski resort industry.
1946, he was the first ski school director at Snow Park, which is, of course, now Deer Valley. And in 1965, he was named ski patrol director at the Treasure Mountain ski area. Of course, that's Park City Mountain now. And then he went to Gorgoza. He just kept going down the canyon here in Park City, and he was the patrol director at Gorgoza in 1981.
The third recipient was in the KPCW studios, Barbara Yamada, an organizer with the Marriott Ski Archives. She said she wasn't able to become a ski racer, but she became a ski official, and that led to a lot of great experiences over the years.
As to be the chief referee for the men's downhill at Snow Basin, when it was known as Can-Am, and now it's known as the Noram. And then I was invited to be one of the few women race officials at Copper Mountain when they had, I think this was in 1973 or 74, the Women's Junior Nationals, which is now known as Junior Olympics, and then became involved with ski history. Was one of the charter members of the Ski Archives, which we started in 1988.
The Hall of Fame induction ceremony is set for Thursday, September 20th, 6 p.m. at the Utah Olympic Park. Tickets are $100 each. Nelson said as of Thursday, there were 26 seats left. On a related topic, she said every year they plan a new addition to the museum.
This year, we're going to install this fall the Alfengen Trophy Case, King of the Hill. It's fabulous. His trophies, he has hundreds of trophies that are on display right now, and we're really excited to have those displayed in a more modern way. We're looking at the different lighting and also having some touchscreen activities so that people can understand each of the trophies and what it meant. So bring more life to the trophy case. And, you know, Alf is the namesake of our museum, and he is an athlete of the century. And we just want to make sure that we represent him correctly and have everyone be educated on how important it was to our future and to our current ski history.
Connie Nelson from the Alfengen Ski Museum. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.